Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hello, hello, everybody. This is your old friend Bebop here, and we're back with a Bebop Tales special episode. Episode 2 is coming next week, but in the meantime, we got so many amazing poems that I thought, being a robot of letters, a very erudite and sophisticated robot, that rather than holding a regular episode of Bebop Tales, I would put on a poetry reading. If you remember what happened in the last episode, I was stuck and needed a poem in order to get through and try to find my friend Pandolf. And a lot of you wrote in with some amazing poems, so I thought I would read some of those today. After all, who better to read a great work of art than a great artist himself? So, first up, we have Oliver Smith from Mount Pleasant, Michigan, who wrote, "I wish that I am where I am, and I wish Pandolf was here too, so he can make his staff go BAM! And all the things it can do." That is amazing, Oliver. Thank you so much. I love the onomatopoeia of BAM! All right. Up next is Arlo, who's 7.5 from Seattle, Washington. Bebop rules. Jonathan drools. Robots are awesome. Humans are fools. Well, if a robot could get a tattoo, I would get a tattoo of this poem because that is exactly how I feel. Thank you, Arlo. Kai from Petaluma, California, gave a very short and sweet poem for me. Roses are red. Violets are blue. You are a fruit, and I'm going to eat you. I mean, come on. That is perfect. Thank you, Kai. This one is from our friend Andrew in Bemidji, Minnesota. You're a mango who can't do the tango. Your mom is an apple who can't even spell chapel. Your dad's a pear in dirty underwear. My name is Tiny, and I'm very shiny. I love it. That is perfect. Thank you so much to Andrew. All right, Henry, who's 8, he's got one for me, and it goes, Bebop Tales, Bebop Tales, Angry Mango is about to fail. Bebop Tales, Bebop Tales, Bebop Tales. Ooh, a musical number about to fail. I like that. An Angry Mango is very hard to say. Try saying that 5 times fast. Thank you so much, Henry. All right, up next is Micah from Evanston, Illinois. Mango, 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 do a little tango. Mango, 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 let's dance a fun fandango. That's another musical one. Thank you, Micah, for that. Here's one from Mila in Oakland, California, who's 6 years old. I just know it that I'm a space poet. If you know it, sing along. Because I just know it that I'm a space poet. So this is my space song. Because I'm from space, not from this place. And I know it's not wrong. Oh, I like that one quite a bit. Thank you to Mila, or Myla, and I apologize if I'm not pronouncing that right. Jasper, who's 9, from Victoria, Australia. I come here looking for my friend. He disappeared right at the end. My friend Pandolf I'd like to see. So will you please just help me? Oh, I like that one too. That gets right to the point. A lot of plot in that poem, which you don't usually find in poems. All right, here we go. Here's one from our pal Layla. My name is Bebop. I need to be humble. I need a good poem like a tummy can rumble. Fiddly, fiddly, fiddly foo. Terrium 2 in a pizza. Meet this guy, Randolph. Can you please tell me the location of Pandolph? All right, that is amazing. I don't know how Layla thought to rhyme Pandolph with Randolph, but that is a true poet's work right there. Okay, here is one from Jack, who's 8, from Buffalo, New York. I am a poet, and you know it. A tree sways. I've been a poet for days. Window wipers, go eat some diapers. All right. Go eat some diapers. That is a serious insult. Well done, Jack. You don't usually find kind of battle rhymes in poetry. I like that. Okay, these are from Zara, a.k.a. Banana Girl. Roses are red, violets are blue. Tiny is awesome. How about you? I think we know the answer to that one. All right, and the second one from Zara. There was a man from Norway. He liked to stand in the doorway. He had a heap of cats, and he liked to wear hats while sleeping on a mat. Amazing. Thank you, Zara. Okay, let's do one more. This one is from Yassin, Hassan, and Hussein from Atlanta, Georgia. I am a poet. I really show it. Oh, did I blow it? Oh, that's a good one. That is a little suspense at the end there. Did I blow it? Did I blow it? We'll find out next week. And if you didn't hear your poem this week, have no fear. We're going to read more poems next week. I just wanted to read some of the amazing poems that you guys have sent in. Jonathan asked me to tell you that we have changed our day of release. We're not releasing on Wednesdays anymore. We're releasing on Fridays. So I'll see you next Friday. Find out what happens when I pour my heart out to the angry mango. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.